This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. The DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jay Kirshner is out today. She's in, I think, Tornado Alley or something that. There's a lot of storm going on.
Huffing and popping and
rain. Victoria's out a little under the weather. She'll be along in the hour. But hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm certain that we're all happy to be together every day as we share the thoughts of people, the things that are trending, the issues of the day, the events of the day. People are talking about Bob Dole, the former Senate Majority Leader from Kansas who grew up during the Depression and the Dust Bowl. He had nothing as a child. His family had nothing. He went into the Army, and he had suffered from wounds almost at the end of the war. He was in the war. I think he not volunteered because nobody volunteered. Well, that's not true. There were a lot of volunteers. But anyway, he went in 1943. And I think he got to the rank of lieutenant and got his arm shot up and he lost a kidney and he was really in tough shape. A lot of people didn't think he'd live, but here he was living to the ripe old age of 98. And somebody who, thinking back, I had forgotten. I don't know why I didn't have it on the top of my mind. I remember him running for president, but I'd forgotten he was Gerald Ford's running mate in 1976 when they ran against Jimmy Carter.
Funny. I don't remember that either.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't alive for that, but I'd forgotten.
And then he ran against Bill Clinton.
That's my first vote ever was for Bob Dole, which,
you
know, kind of exciting. You kind of remember that first.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do.
That was the beginning of my shellacking in my political career. Voting for people who don't win, you know.
I know. I'm with you.
I live in California. It's very rare that somebody I vote for actually gets it.
Yeah. Dole once said, once you lose, people begin to like you.
That's true.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. Yeah, it's cool. So
you know what is kind of sad? And this is just one of the stories that have been trending today about Bob Dole, is that there's this guy on MSNBC, Mehdi Hasan, who I guess was talking over the weekend and was doing the news story that Bob Dole had passed. And he tweeted out, Bob Dole, who endorsed and voted for Trump twice and called himself a Trumper as recently as July, has passed away. Now, why is that necessary?
Not necessary at all. No.
Why in the world is it? I mean, who
because
cares if
making,
he voted for Trump?
He's a troublemaker. He's a jerk. You know, I have no. I certainly don't have the same interest in Trump that you do. But you know, I don't, that doesn't.
But he like
define...
lives rent free in people's minds, which I think is really fun. Like, people are obsessed with Donald Trump. If you don't like him, then don't give him the power. I just don't understand why all
that's
these
exactly,
critics.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know, I mean,
you
I happen to like the guy,
people.
But if you don't give him the power by making everything in your life about him. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, everybody's voted for somebody. Usually in their life, especially people in public service, I just think it's interesting who endorsed and voted for Trump twice. Like, that's his biggest, you know, achievement something.
Get lost, you jerk. That's what I would say to him. So maybe that same thing may hold. Am I obsessed with the Chinese? Do I talk about the Chinese too much when it comes to the
COVID? I'm glad you do, because people aren't nearly obsessed enough with the Chinese.
Okay, all right. I wonder.
So, yes, they are living rent-free in your brain, but nobody's taught. I mean, they're eating our lunch, literally, and it doesn't seem like anybody's got the you know what?
So here's today's accusation against the United States. The fellow who is the spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the U.S. politicians are grandstanding over the issue of not sending any politicians or dignitaries to attend the Olympics in China. I wouldn't give you a nickel to go to China for the Olympics.
No one should be going to the Olympics. No. They should boycott the Olympics.
No one in the world.
And move the Olympics someplace else if your argument is that people work their whole lives to compete. That's the case. Have it in a country that's not committing genocide, because that's exactly what the Chinese are doing right now. Forget what you think of them politically or what you think they did with the COVID virus, which I think is very important. But the fact that we know that they are killing, testing, and organ harvesting on Uyghur Muslims, come on.
They're no good. Government's
There's
no
also
good.
A story that they're trying to build, I guess, a military base, a permanent military base on the shores of Africa on the Atlantic coast. And I guess the White House is kind of freaking out about this. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal that says Beijing is trying to get the Equatorial Guinea port city of Bata for their military base. And that has taken the White House by surprise, and they are not happy about it. They're already starting diplomatic missions to make sure that they can block it.
The Chinese are not. Now, you could say the same about the British in the past and the French and the Dutch, and maybe people say that American interests have proven to be colonialistic. That's how we got Hawaii, and that's how we got Guam, and that's how we got Alaska. I don't know that I would, given the fact that I was sort of a specialist in history, I don't think I look upon it that way. But then I was influenced by bad history. Much of the things that were reported or that were written down in supposed history books have been proven to be wrong or false. So it's hard to know what to believe. Trust your heart and your head. And by the way, to that point, there's a professor in England named Sarah Gilbert who's gotten lots and lots of attention from the liberal news media. Because she says this pandemic will be worse than the last one. Huh? Based on what? It's just, she says it'll be more lethal unless more money
is
devoted to research. Yes, right. Or whatever happens after it. There's going to be a strain after a strain after a strain after a strain. That's it. So what is she? She's a research scientist. So what she's doing is plugging away for more money for her research establishment. But does the news media tell you that? No! It's British professor Sarah Gilbert says we're going to get killed by the next pandemic. Get lost. Yay, yay, yay. And then there's the social media. I saw something, Jennifer, about how we're getting our news on social media. Not that this is news, but maybe the fact that the, according to Pew Research, and they seem to be pretty credible, actually, those who rely on social media for news are less likely to get the
are
facts
dopes.
Right. Okay, yeah, or dopes. About one
well,
in
think
five.
Think about it. On social media, you're getting a headline. It is very rare that you're getting anything more than that. And think about how, whether or not the stuff that's on social media is fake or not, think about how headlines in the newspaper, like in reputable, and I use air quotes, their sources like the LA Times or the New York Times, the headlines can be very deceiving. And then you read all the way down to the very last paragraph and it's like, oh, it's, well, this isn't exactly what it seems.
Right.
But no one's doing that anymore because we have no attention span. So all the salacious stuff goes at the top, and then only the people who read the entire article or look at multiple sources really get the whole story. So, of course,
and God love you if it's a story about you and it's wrong, you're on the front page today and
your
page 56
on the back.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
exactly. That's an old trick, man. That's an old ruse by the news media. At any rate, I thought it was interesting to look at 8% get their news from the radio. 13% from network television. Let's see here. 16% from the cable TV channels. 25% from news websites and 18% from social media sites. And then the research goes on to suggest that those who depend on social media for political news have lower political knowledge than most other groups. So there you go. What does that tell you?
But they, the dangerous thing is they think they have more.
Oh, yeah. I'm surveyed. I've seen it, yeah. It was on Fox News, so therefore it must be true.
Everything has to be true. But I saw that headline on Twitter. Come on.
Yep, that's it. Bing, bang, boom. Okay, so the courtroom in Tennessee where the trial started last week for a black man who was convicted actually by an all-white jury that deliberated in a room containing Confederate symbols is being called into question. How about that? The Tennessee Appeals Court is now hearing a challenge to the conviction of this black guy because there were Confederate flags and other symbols that were, according to, and I think I'd buy this, why the hell would they be in the jury room anyway? And is it going to make them prejudiced? Is it prejudicial? They call these symbols prejudicial information. So do you get a fair trial? If you're a black guy in the South and your jury is all white and they're sitting in a room full of Confederate memorabilia?
Well, I think it's really unfair to say that white people aren't capable of making a decision based on the facts given to them, no matter what's hanging on the wall, number one. I mean, look, it's up for debate, whatever your power, again, people give to certain symbols and things, but whether it's appropriate to be in a court, I guess that's a question. But does it matter if you've got the facts of the case in front of you? Is that going to sway you? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I have hope with people. I mean, there was a all-white jury except for one. It was all white people and one person of color that convicted the McMichaels in the case that, you know, for Ahmaud Arbery. Did they do the right thing? I think you know, we're capable.
Was there a lot of stuff in the room that influenced them? So I guess is the question.
I don't know. But I think people are capable of following evidence without being distracted.
You'd
by
like
whatever
to think that that would be the case. Unfortunately, our educational system is prejudicial as well today, and I think it's hard to know, again, what people think is not based on what they learn in a classroom called how to think. It's the classroom of what to think that you're exposed to. And so, you know, a lot of people in the North have certain attitudes toward things based on what they were taught in school or by their parents, what to think, versus things in the South that are different but still prejudicial. 18 after the hour, it's food for thought here on the DJV Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has you covered with custom packing materials, shipping supplies, and services for your business and holiday shipping. Now buy two, get one free on select premium shipping supplies. Plus get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Supplies offer ends 12/19/21. UPS offer ends 1/1/22. In-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us now is Victoria Keelan, who is coming from her deathbed.
From the infirmary.
From the infirmary, right. The official DJV infirmary. Let's see, what's going on? We have Jay. Well, Jay's not amongst us either because of the weather disrupting communications where she is down in Tennessee. So in a moment, we're going to talk about President Biden restarting an important presidential tradition after this.
Try Decrystal for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your bow. Yeah, roll your bow.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid Free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks the D4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
All right, so it's 24 at the hour now, Victoria. President Biden says that he will go back to hosting the Kennedy Center honorees. That's usually a Christmas event. It usually is done taped the first week of December, and then it is aired, I think it's usually during Christmas week, if memory serves me correctly. So he's going to be there. There'll be a reception afterwards that he hosts. And so anyway, the neat thing is the people who were honored. Lorne Michaels was the recipient, Bette Midler, Berry Gordy, Joni Mitchell, among those that got the Kennedy Center honors. And the way they put the tributes together is always very classy. It's fun, high-profile people at the event. Mrs. Biden, of course, you'd expect that. And usual politicians. Steve Martin was there. David Letterman was there. Biden was in a tux. I don't think I've seen him in a tux before.
Not since he was there as the vice president.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the president usually just, you know, sits there and waves and, in the box. But I don't think I've seen, you're right, I don't think I've seen Biden in a tux since then, maybe.
Oh, no, maybe. Well, no, he must have had a tux on for his inauguration.
Really?
Yeah, they had everything scaled back this year. Yeah, remember, because everything was scaled back. But, yeah, that's, yeah.
You
but anyway, I always
when you
love
go out
this.
For the dances and stuff after.
Yeah, they had to cut all that back because of COVID. But this is always, every year, this is like a tradition in our family. We watch this show. And, I don't know, I just always love the continuity, of, regardless who's the president, of just, you know, having that moment of the president up in the box. And I just love it. It's the pageantry and...
Yeah.
It's just, it just always felt very American, and it was, I really was disappointed when Trump decided not to do it, and I thought that was a real shame, and I thought that it was an opportunity that, you know, he could have done something like everybody else.
Be but, human, but not so much. A lot of local things trend. I was looking at some of the posts that are on my Facebook page, Instagram page, Twitter page, and sometimes they spill over onto the DJV show, like... pictures of what was going on the farm this weekend, all the people visiting the little country store that we have there and checking out the tractor. I think it's nice to note, you know, when we talk about trending things, it isn't just, although because we're a national program, we focus on national events for sure. But, you know, there are a lot of great things that you can see, find out what's going on in your community, maybe contribute some positive things to, you know, like Christmas stuff. A lot of Christmas things should be trending on Instagram and Twitter now. I don't see a lot of them, but I would like to see more of them. So maybe that's something that you can think about. Beef up the local coverage with some pleasant stuff happening at Christmas in your neck of the woods. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hear that? The holiday clock is ticking, meaning it's time to head to Ulta Beauty to get more names checked off your list. Because let's be honest, time is running out. But you have us on your side, and we have more of everything on your list. More fragrances, more palettes, more gift sets, and more deals on beauty than ever before. So what are you waiting for? Add those last-minute gifts to your basket and celebrate crossing more off your list. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden administration is reportedly going to announce a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. CNN's reporting that no U.S. government officials will attend the Beijing Games. It's a move that would send a global message to China from the U.S. while not preventing American athletes from competing in the Games. Longtime Republican U.S. Senator Bob Dole has died. Here's USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Dole's family says he passed away in his sleep at the age of 98. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell blamed inflation numbers on the continuing supply-side issues, but Texas Republican Representative Pete Sessions told Newsmax that the root problem is congressional Democrats and their spending.
But we're failing to talk about what the real problem is, and that is that the politics and the philosophy behind this administration, Democratic Party, is they want to give favor to the same items that would make favorable conditions for us to have inflation. Mm-hmm. High government spending, keeping people at home away from work, not allowing the consumer to be a part of this, and adding $110 billion from the Fed to the economy every month to keep it floated. Mm. And these conditions are very favorable to not only inflation, but making sure that it stays. And this is where the chief, in my opinion, was trying to walk a fine line. Well, the fine line is not there. Even right. Secretary Yellen, who spoke the other day before us, understands public opinion, and public opinion is very important. She continues to say, and the Build Back Better plan is paid for. Yeah. It is not. Puts a $400 billion hole into the plan, and so they know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it done just like they did Obamacare.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four and change after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Monday, December the 6th. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here, pouring through what's going on. This is one of your favorite stories, the Ghislaine. I don't pronounce her name right. I never do. Ghislaine?
Mm-hmm.
It's a silent S, right?
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell. So there's an accuser who testified against her that apparently sexually abused her for years. At least that's what she says. The trial continues now. But this guy says that Epstein introduced her to Trump at Mar-a-Lago when she was 14 years old. Not accusing the president of that, but there were other things. This thing is so deep, so nasty, and it just, I suppose, we pay attention to it because it seems to have brought out the worst in a lot of people under the circumstances. It just is the stories that is deeper and deeper and dirtier and nastier. Sometimes you wonder, you know, do you have faith in the human species? There are more good people than bad people. You look around and you think, oh, well, you know, there are always going to be stories about bad people, but for the most part, everybody's good. And, you know, I guess that's true in a manner of speaking. But, you know, you look at what she's done. Is it because she was abused when she was 14? You know, Is that an excuse? Can you
wait? Ghislaine Maxwell says that she was abused at 14.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought she hasn't spoken yet. I thought there was another young girl who was 14 and Epstein drove her to Mar-a-Lago.
Well, this is the accuser who put the put her together with Jeffrey Epstein said that she was abused also. So I mean it's contorted, it's confusing, it's all horrible, really is. And so I was thinking about that, not necessarily because I thought it was an interesting story. Just I know you're interested in it, so I thought I would bring you up to date a little bit on it. But there's a lawsuit that's been filed against Senator Elizabeth Warren, you know, the Massachusetts senator who ran for president, and she's pretty obnoxious and not highly thought of. But this is an interesting lawsuit. Depending on what you think of Dr. Joseph Mercola, what do you know about him? What do you think of him, Victoria? What do you know about Mercola?
Isn't he the guy who's been dubbed the misinformation spreader, like the largest source of misinformation about COVID on the internet in America? I mean, literally, that's like what he's been accused of. And so I don't know what this lawsuit is, but I'm not surprised because this guy is a medical doctor and I don't understand. He's selling a lot of products. That's all I know.
Yes.
So.
He does sell a lot of products, and does that make him credible or incredible? I guess that's the
I think he's lying to sell products. I think that's the point of his misinformation is he's saying, oh, don't get a vaccine and don't do this, don't do that. Just buy all my stuff instead and you'll be fine.
Well, but do you think, I mean, he does have a following. Do you think there's something? That's the problem. You see, I'm looking at his website. It says the latest trustworthy news from Dr. Mercola. Well, who decides that?
Right.
The people who buy the stuff and believe it, they think it's true. And who knows? It may be. But this is what's so confusing, and this is why I brought it up, because we've been talking off and on all morning, and we pretty much every day, at one point in time or another, talk about the value of what you learn by reading social media, the Twitter stuff and Instagram, that sort of thing, and what's on Facebook, what's believable there and what isn't. And then it becomes so confusing because how do you know really what to believe? I think just before you came in, I did the Pew Research focus on what people are learning and where they're getting their information. And there's no surprise. I mean, this survey is done every year, and it has for the last 10, 15 years come up with the same conclusion that people are getting a lot of misinformation. But how do we know that? That's the question. That's what makes this so difficult, is how do we know that other people aren't lying to get us to believe what they're saying? I mean, certainly the New York Times isn't full of the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's all kinds of axe grinding going on in there. So what's the difference between them and their point of view and what Mercola or others like him would be saying, about his products or whether you should get a shot or you shouldn't get a shot? Or, you know, Jack Stockwell tells us every week that getting shots is not necessary and, in fact, may be bad for you. And I think Mercola basically says the same thing. And, you know, reasonable people, don't know what to think. And this is only one of many issues where that comes to the surface, Victoria. We encounter it every day here as we talk about what's going on. It really is very frustrating. I'll tell you what's kind of nice, though, to see the story. This is like a kid who liked baseball. I was never into sports. I did play baseball, and I was actually pretty good at it when I was in high school. I could hit the ball out of the park. I could run faster to get to first base, but I couldn't field worth a darn. I couldn't throw the ball. I could look over there, and it'd be like, who's the actor that has one eye going one direction and one eye going in the other direction? It's like my balls would, go in that direction. But I saw the Baseball Hall of Fame has nominated 6 more members. The voting committee said these are the best candidates. And I like the names because I remember all of them. And that's kind of how, isn't that how we judge all of these things? You don't know any of these names. I'm going to bet you don't know one of them. But if your husband were there, he'd know who Minnie Minoso was. You know who Minnie, you ever heard of Minnie Minoso?
No.
He was an all-star for 9 times. He came from the Negro Leagues, and he was known as Mr. White Sox for his years with the team. One of the, not necessarily early, he's not like from Jackie Robinson's era, but he was in the next generation, if you will. The other, let's see, one of the other ones nominated Gil Hodges, who was a longtime Dodgers. I mean, he was playing for them when they were in Brooklyn and then stayed with them when they went to L.A.
I do know that name. I'm not
Gil
sure
Hodges.
Why. Yeah, I do know that name. Was he mentioned in Field of Dreams?
No, he was in the Mets in the 60s and 70s.
I don't know. There would be some pop culture way that I would know that, I guess.
Right, yeah. He was the manager of the Mets in 1969. Your husband remember that because your husband's a big Mets fan, isn't he?
Huge, yeah.
Remember that, yeah. Right.
Not alive in 69, but he knows everything about the history of the team.
Yeah, right. Jim Catt, who played for the Minnesota Twins, he was a pitcher, but he also was a fielder, too. He's one of those, back in that era, one of the players that could do almost anything. There aren't many of those guys around now. Tony Oliva, who worked with the Minnesota Twins, first rookie to win a batting title, and he was Rookie of the Year. He had 8 All-Star games that he played in, a couple of World Series titles. He was a coach. I remember that name well. Buck O'Neill, another Negro League player, manager, first black coach in the American League, helped create the Negro League Baseball Museum. Bud Fowler, that's a name. He was an earlier black or a professional baseball player. And, you know, I think to myself as I looked at this, you know, I've said on the air and very publicly that I thought the Black Lives Matter thing, pendulum had gone a little too far in the other direction. And there are a lot of things that represent maybe an overindulgence when it comes to or overexposure for black Americans. I don't think this is the case here. I think there's 3 of the 6 nominees that are black, but they have contributed so much since I watched 42 on the plane coming back again. That's such a great movie with Cheswick.
Chadwick Boseman, that's a great movie.
It's a fabulous movie. And so I was thinking about that, and the credits at the end show some of the other black players who came in at the time. And it was, you know, again, back to what difference does it make what color their skin is? But you lived through the trials and the triumphs that they had as they went through the ordeal of being the first black players to be significant. And then there were these others. But
did you ever see any of these games? Did you ever see the Negro Leagues games in person?
Well, I didn't see it. No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, were they televised? Like, how did anyone see them?
No, they weren't televised. There's a couple of great movies about them, and I'm trying to remember if Talladega Nights was one of them. There's a movie about the black baseball players. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I remember that name being about some black episodic adventure, but I don't remember whether that was it. But there were a couple of movies about the black leagues and, you know, the traveling
so
around.
So people
the bus,
never saw a
bus.
Black baseball player until they were
Jackie
brought
Robinson.
Up to the major leagues and they were on TV.
Yeah, that is, unless you lived in a black neighborhood where the black teams were playing.
Right,
that's
right.
Correct. Yes, no. There were no radio, radio, television, no. None of that stuff.
That's even more impressive that they didn't even have the exposure and, you know, they still were able to come that far and make it into the Hall of Fame. That's pretty impressive.
Right, it is, and it deserves.
Talk about starting from a deficit.
Yeah, yep, exactly. 44 past the hour. Speaking of that, a chef has been found guilty for undercooking a shepherd's pie. Now, you could smirk about that a little bit, but in fact, this killed someone at an English pub. Chef has been given a 4-month jail sentence after the shepherd's pie he prepared for a harvest supper led to the death of a 92-year-old woman, but 31 other people got sick. This is back to, and I don't say this tongue-in-cheekishly, if you don't cook food today, all of the meat, no matter what it is, chicken, pork, lamb, fish, everything, beef, you need to cook it through and through. Otherwise, I was with somebody at dinner the other night who ordered a medium-rare steak. There's nothing more dangerous because, once again, you don't know where the steak came from because the producers won't let American farmers put on their beef that it was grown in America. Could have been grown in Chile, could have come up from Argentina, Brazil, you don't know. And for that reason, And the same is true with other stuff. The damn Chinese government taking over the major pork producer in the world and bringing the good pork over to China and bringing the crap from China back over here, you don't know what you're eating. And because the producers have, people like Monsanto don't want to have if in fact the animals were treated or exposed to some of their products, they don't want you to know it. So this is just another example. The meat in the shepherd's pie had been undercooked, left in the refrigerator overnight, and then cooked again. And as a result of that, this woman
built so much bacteria.
She had a gastrointestinal hemorrhage from her vomiting, and that's what killed her. This is nothing to play with. This is serious stuff.
And there's no way you would know, because if you're eating shepherd's pie, it's at that point it was all cooked. It wasn't pink. It was cooked through, but the bacteria had already taken hold.
Exactly. All right. So as long as we're talking about eating, let's talk about how to lose the weight that you're putting on because you are eating. It's fun to eat. I eat because I have to, but there's nothing better than a good meal. I went out to dinner. I had a good meal this weekend, and I don't cook much for myself. I, again, feed myself, and so I give myself what I need to not be hungry. That's pretty much it. Salads, and that's it, and fruit, and that sort of thing. So anyway, at Calitrin, you have the opportunity to get a leg up on your eating and gaining weight by getting on to the program right now. And they're offering a fabulous incentive to do that. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and see the various steps that you go through in order to protect yourself from gaining weight, or a way to keep the weight off if you've been successful in keeping and getting onto a program and you lost the weight. So keep it off by using Calitrin. All natural ingredients. Customers rave about it at their website, Top Loss. You can see hundreds and hundreds. I saw a woman this morning sent me a note on Facebook. Look at me. I lost 40 pounds on the Calitrin system. So, look at her. Look at yourself. Do you like what you see? If you don't, go to toploss.com and get on the program and rate your success after you've been at it for 90 days. There's an unlimited special deal for the Christmas season on their products at toploss.com. Use the DJV code at checkout. You'll have free shipping and all these fabulous, like, buy three, get three free. Buy four, get four free, that sort of thing. Help yourself to success at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're planning a trip to Spain.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for our Monday visit with Chuck Curry. Movie moments, the box office totals, etc., etc., etc. And a focus on movie theaters themselves coming right up.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Spider-Man. All right, here's Spidey. Chucko, what's up with Spider-Man?
Here's the deal, Doug. Advanced ticket sales for the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man No Way Home, is tracking upwards of a $250 million opening when this theater when this movie hits theaters on December 17th. Now, here's my theory on this. Now, there's been some good openings in the last 6 months, which show signs of people going back to the movies. Having said that, the legs on these movies are not overly good, and a lot of the movies that have been out there 3-4 weeks have really not held up very strongly. I think, in general, a movie like this, if you watch a trailer, if you're a superhero movie, you're going to want to see this movie in a theater, and it's building up high anticipation. That's why it's creating so much good buzz. So I don't think at this point, especially younger people, I don't think they're necessarily leery of going back into a movie theater because of COVID. What I think is we're creatures of habit, and we've gotten to a habit, a lot of people, of not going to the movies over the last 2 years.
Yes, that's very
So our habit is now, oh, I'll watch something on streaming, I'll watch something on TV, or I'll wait. This movie, they don't want to wait. Having said that, the industry needs more than just one or two movies to build high anticipation. It needs a consistency of people getting back to a regular habit of going to the movies. And I don't necessarily think that has to do with a fear of COVID. It just has to do with a habit of what we've gotten into over the last couple of years.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. I was looking at an overview of theaters in general and the fact they really haven't gotten back. They're suffering to a point. 49% of pre-pandemic moviegoers are not hitting theaters, according to a study from the film company The Quorum. So, you know, you look at the production.
I speak to people all the time that tell me that they don't have a big desire to go back to the movies. I mean, I do think that is a harsh reality that will take time to change. I mean, I think first and foremost, we have to get all these variants to just simply disappear or have COVID be as a non-dangerous non-factor to ever really get back to normal. But if you study history of pandemics, it can take up to a decade period for things psychologically to get back to normal. I don't think the industry has that long, but that's why studios are investing and continue to invest billions and billions of dollars into the streaming, because that is their safeguard. Theaters don't have the safeguard. They need more people to go into their auditoriums to stay in business.
What did you get from the box office this weekend?
Sort of the calm before the storm. Disney's animated Encanto 12.7. That film's done 51 million in 2 weeks. Ghostbusters Afterlife 10.4 in weekend number 3. A pretty solid, if not stupendous, 102 million overall. House of Gucci with Lady Gaga 6.8, 34 million in 2 weeks. That's a very respectable number. The Christmas with The Chosen. That's a Christian based movie. 4.1, 8.7 since opening last Wednesday, and Externals, a Marvel superhero movie, 3.9, 156. This Friday got West Side Story getting great advance buzz and reviews. I think that's going to do well. Again, it's adult-oriented, so it's not going to open like Spider-Man No Way Home, but it should have a very good opening weekend and have legs throughout the holiday season. But we're going to learn a lot, Doug, from now until the very end of the year, where things stand in terms of tolerance of going back to a movie theater, but the long-term trend is still not the friend, I think, of movie theaters.
Today is Walt Disney's birthday. Today is Disney Day, December 5th, 1901, born in Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.